What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Living life as a gringo, where you question where you fit in every time you mingle. They say you do this with not enough that. My rapping is really bad. This life as a gringo.
Yes, hello and welcome to another episode of Life as a Gringo. I am Dramos, of course, and it's actually not just another episode. It is the season finale of season one, which is crazy. Like, I know this is so cliche, but it feels like just yesterday. A younger Dramos was prepping for his first episode with his parents and trying to make it as unawkward as possible. But man, it's a beautiful thing. So much has happened. We've grown so much since then. So it's amazing. I'm so grateful for it. If y'all heard the last episode that I did, that was probably a bit of a better send off. I did a year kind of recap and lessons learned from this first year of the podcast, and definitely got to shout out a couple of our listeners, which I really loved to be able to do. So check that out if you haven't already. Of course, it's Thursday, so it means it's time for our Thursday Trends episode. Now, I was supposed to have a guest today, and I always try to keep it real with y'all. They legitimately just flaked on me. Literally right when we were supposed to be recording, I got an email or a DM that they couldn't do it, and then a bunch of excuses for not being able to do it later on in the day. So I'm flying solo, which is perfectly fine for me. I think it's a fitting way to end season one with me flying solo on some of these stories, especially because we got some juicy ones today. We'll talk about, you know, when it comes to the nonsense that's been going on, we're obviously going to talk about our boy Donnie getting raided by the FBI. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Wanda Vasquez, former governor of Puerto Rico, being arrested by the FBI. So busy week for the FBI. I also want to get into some of this Hollywood news because there's been a lot of backlash over a certain white actor getting casted as Fidel Castro. So we'll talk about that, and I'll get y'all's perspective on that for our Ask a Gringo segment. And then I also just want to talk about, when it comes to the Mi Gente segment of the show, some good news in regards to, man, the terrible shooting that happened in Uvalde, Texas in May. There is at least some good news happening right now in relation to that. So we'll get into all that. First, let's start with the nonsense, as we always do, doing a deep dive in a segment we call For the People in the Back.
Say it louder for the people in the back. Back. Say it louder for the people in the back.
First, I just wanted to take a second to to bask in a moment that has, at the very least, provided lots and lots of entertainment and laughter for many of us out there. Now, of course, I am talking about the human cheese doodle that is our former president, Donald J. Trump, getting raided by the FBI. Now, of course, old Donnie is claiming that he's being attacked by the Democrats, you know, and you have Republicans all over the place, you know, yelling out, defund the FBI, right? And of course, this is a different talking point than when Hillary Clinton was accused of having, you know, deleted emails, right? At that point, they were all about the FBI doing investigations. They were totally fine with it. It was cool at that point. But no, not our buddy Donnie. No, he's perfect. He can't ever do anything wrong, right? So this must mean that the entire FBI has been overcome by radical lefties, right? And the DOJ, everybody just needs to be put in the trash and prosecuted, right? And it's funny to me, real quick, what I will say on this, how quickly we go against this notion of defend the blue line, right? Everybody's like, you know, blue lives matter, right? But that is until January 6th happens or until our buddy Donnie gets raided for doing some shady, shady stuff. Allegedly, of course. We'll see what happens. Now, Donald Trump is, in fact, under investigation. They raided his Mar-a-Lago estate over potential confidential documents, classified documents that he may have taken from the White House and brought with him back home to Florida. Now, of course, this is all alleged. We are waiting to see if this produces anything of substance. And to be perfectly honest with you, I'm not holding my breath on this. Our buddy Donnie seems to be pretty bulletproof and nobody seems to be able to get much on him or hold him accountable for the atrocities that he does commit. But I will say this does provide me some hope that maybe we'll get back to a place where people are getting held accountable for their actions, right? You know, where nobody is above the law. And I've seen people saying, what a precedent it sets. I'm clutching my pearls. A former president, we should all be scared that the FBI is taking this much power. No, we should all be scared to think that we might live in a country where somebody thinks they are, in fact, above the law and can do whatever they want just because of their job title. This, in fact, is a rebalancing of the scales, proving that nobody is above the law, as it should be. Now, that's my little quick 2 cents on that. And outside of our favorite human cheese doodle, Donald Trump, and his corruption, sadly, the corruption goes further than just mainland United States and unfortunately goes to my ancestry in Puerto Rico, where the FBI, they have been, man, apparently earning them checks these last couple weeks because they paid a visit to another former government official and on the island of Puerto Rico this time. Man, now this person is former governor Wanda Vasquez, right? And she is the person who took over for another essentially criminal, Ricky Rosselló, right? Who had to disgracefully resign from his position in office, right? Now, we were hoping this was going to be an improvement. Unfortunately, it was not. And she ended up actually getting voted out. But now, this same human being, former governor Wanda Vasquez, has actually been arrested by the FBI on bribery charges that were connected to the financing of her 2020 campaign. And this is all, of course, according to the U.S. Justice Department. Now, they're saying that Vasquez allegedly received more than $300,000 from two businessmen to finance political consultants during her campaign. And this is according to Stephen Muldrow, who's the U.S. attorney for the District of Puerto Rico. And he told reporters all of this juicy information as they locked Wanda's ass up in jail, right? Now, Vasquez and others have been charged with conspiracy, federal programs bribery, and honest services wire fraud. The ex-governor, who was named in 3 of 7 counts in this indictment, faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Now, of course, even shady ass criminals deserve their day in court, right? So we're going to wait and see what happens. She is currently pleading not guilty, but come on now. Where there is smoke, there is fire. And obviously, this affects me on a personal level, right? Being Puerto Rican and my family coming from there, I have a great deal of pride for Puerto Rico, and I have a great deal of love for the island, and it's somewhere that I would love to, man, be spending far more time at, and hopefully, you know, in the sometime near future, I get to maybe plant some roots there in some sort of way. But when I hear things like this, I get angered on so many different levels. First and foremost, because this is what's going to happen. White people see this on TV and they're going to be like, see, these corrupt countries over here, you know, they can't even keep a governor straight over there. They're all stealing money. That's why they need us, right? That's why we should sell off the island. And obviously, that's all nonsense. Once again, as we see Donald Trump himself, former president, being raided by the FBI. And man, we have active congressmen who are being investigated for sex trafficking. The slew of things goes on, right? And Donald Trump is actually also being investigated in the state of New York for shady business practices, which is completely separate from what happened with the FBI, right? And he pleaded the fifth on his deposition, by the way. I want to throw that in there, right? Yeah. He's an innocent man, but doesn't want to answer questions, right? Something seems off about that. Anyway. This is what goes through my mind, though, when I hear things like this happening in Puerto Rico, because I know the backlash is going to come. It's going to come about us being some sort of uncivilized people who are corrupt, you know, and we can't be trusted to run our own country. Or this is why we can't become a state, because of the corruption, right? The poverty and all this, you know, nonsense that we hear from people who essentially are trying to mask their racism for this quote unquote alien race that was defined decades ago by the court, that the Puerto Rican people are an alien race who cannot be assimilated into American culture. That's actually real statements from a court. Look it up. Now, outside of it bothering me because of the public opinion of it all, I think when I hear stories like this one with Wanda Vasquez, it angers me on a level also, because you see the needs of your people. You see them suffering. You see what they've gone through after a monumental hurricane just ripped through the island. And many people are still trying to find their footing, right? You have people being, priced out of their homes because of gentrification. And instead of doing the right thing, what you are supposed to do as an elected official, and more importantly, as a human being, as a Puerto Rican yourself, you know, instead of doing right by these people and trying to fix the woes of the island, you're instead taking kickbacks from businessmen who obviously do not give a damn about the people. And that's what's so incredibly frustrating and downright scary when I think about politicians and them having a lack of moral compass, right? And I think it's par for the course here in the States. I think many people have gotten so detached from the idea of truly having a culture that I don't expect people to be, you know, having their moral compass guided by them wanting to do the will of the people that reside in their community, right? I've lost that hope for the majority of American politicians. But again, when you go to somewhere like Puerto Rico, where there is so much pride and such an amazing and vibrant community of people that man are just trying to do better and have been given such a terrible, you know, hand by the colonizers that are the United States. Yet when you get in a position to help the people, you can't help but line your damn pockets at their expense. And it's so infuriating and it's so damn scary to think that this is what's going on. And listen, she's not the first. There have been other people who have been members of that same government who have been arrested for similar charges since. And she won't be the last. And it's just crazy to me how you can be from this place and see all that these people are going through and say, you know what, the hell with it. I just want the almighty dollar in my life. And obviously, we're cut from a different cloth, so I could never possibly understand the mindset that goes into selling your own people out. But man, I can truly feel the disgust brewing inside of me when I think about these terrible human beings who turn their back on their own people. And it's absolutely sickening. Now, let's move over to something, I don't want to say a bit lighter, because it's still BS at the end of the day, but it's in the world of entertainment. Let's have a conversation about James Franco being casted to play Fidel Castro in a new movie. Now, obviously, this has raised all kinds of backlash, right? Like, James Franco, Fidel Castro. And the obvious question is, all of the Latin actors out there, and you're going to go with James Franco. Yeah, it goes to show you Hollywood has not come quite as far as we would have hoped it would, right? And then you have people like John Leguizamo, who has been a long advocate for the role of Latinos in Hollywood and has spoken openly about how he felt like he sort of had to hide his Latinness almost in order to get bookings, right? And he talked about certain actors in Hollywood who felt that they had to change their names to have less sounding Latino names so that they can get the big roles and the big awards, right? But John Leguizamo, talking about this specifically, says, quote, "How is this still going on? How is Hollywood excluding us, but stealing our narratives as well? No more appropriation. Hollywood and streamers boycott. This effed up, plus seriously difficult story to tell without aggrandizement, which would be wrong. I don't got a problem with Franco, but he ain't Latino." And I think that that's perfectly, perfectly said. And I know a lot of people are now going to bring up, well, what about Scarface, Al Pacino? He wasn't a Latino. Look how great that turned out. Sure, Al Pacino wasn't a Latino. Scarface is a legendary movie, but it also was during a time when Latinos were not getting the leading role in blockbuster movies, right? So you want to go back to a time when equality didn't exist, essentially, right? And no, I'm not saying let's go retroactively cancel Scarface and cancel Al Pacino, right? I'm not saying that. But if it's 2022 and we've had open dialogue and open discussions about this being a problem in Hollywood, why is it still happening? That is what the issue is. And a lot of people fail to realize that. We're not talking about the past here. I'm not calling it, once again, for the cancellation of something in the past. We're talking about an issue that has been discussed, that has been recognized, that many people in Hollywood have pretended to care about and to acknowledge. Yet this is still happening. And listen, I understand that it is a slippery slope where this is called acting, right? And it's a movie, right? And it begs the question of, where does the line sort of stop, right? Does every single person playing a role have to actually live the lifestyle that they are playing, right? And I understand, you know, those questions. And I think there is some merit there. And we have to be careful to not have an overcorrection. But in this case, when you're talking about somebody who was such a big figure in Latin culture for all the wrong reasons, obviously, but still a monumental figure in so many people's lives, you'd want somebody who can have a real appreciation for that culture playing the role, right? To me, that's how you do it with respect, especially telling a story as difficult as the one of Fidel Castro. All of the people whose lives were uprooted and ruined because of this man, it is a part of a very dark history in this world. And I understand the need to tell this story. But again, it has to be told with some sort of grace and some sort of respect, right? And listen, Hollywood has been continuously disappointing us forever, right? But as of late, it just seems like it's getting a bit worse. Like, they don't even give a damn, right? Let's talk quickly about HBO Max canceling some Latin shows as they prepare for their merger with Discovery, right? And a lot of people have been up in arms about this because it felt like the first shows and even movies to go were the Latin stories, right? Gordita Chronicles canceled. And then the big one that came here because of the dollar amount that was invested in this movie was Batgirl, which was played by Leslie Grace, right? And again, people feeling like Latin leads, stories that are having Latin leads and Latin stories are the first ones to be axed, right? And there's a pretty good point there, especially when you look at Batgirl. Batgirl is a $90 million movie that they invested, and they are literally going to trash it. How crazy is that to even think of? And the excuses that we've been hearing, you know, from many of the executives is saying that they don't believe that this was a film that was intended to be put out on the big screen, because many people said, well, why not just release it in theaters, give it a theatrical release? And to them, they said, oh, this isn't a big enough movie that was made for theaters. AKA, you don't think that a Latina leading a superhero movie could produce the big numbers that you're hoping for. And instead, you would rather take the $90 million hit and just write it off in your taxes. Once again, make it make sense, people. Please. Hollywood, once again, just proving it does not believe in Latin stories. It doesn't believe that stories led by Latinos can be profitable. And they would even rather take a hit of $90 million than take the risk of putting it out in theaters. Goes to show how much they think of us. All right, so I know we've been tackling a lot of heavy stuff today. Let's talk about some positivity. Let's shift gears and talk about, man, somebody from our community who had some great news happen to them after suffering through a tragedy just 2 months ago. So we'll talk about that in our Mi Gente segment. But first, let's take a quick break and then we'll be right back.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it.
We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Now you have a 10-year-old survivor of the Robb Elementary Massacre named Maya Zamora, and she's actually been released from the hospital after more than 2 months of intensive care. Man, 2 months for this 10-year-old. Now Maya, who underwent multiple surgeries during her time in the hospital, is the last victim to be released from the hospital. And I want to reiterate, this shooting happened back in May, right? So for 2 months, this poor girl has been sitting in a hospital bed trying to recover from this terrible, terrible event. Now, with that in mind, in addition to getting released from the hospital, I believe this story has also brought out the good in people, right? Because they posted an update on the GoFundMe page that they had originally created for Maya, right? And this was made by her family. And they've actually raised more than $110,000 for Maya's medical expenses. And the family actually wrote, quote, "The long road includes numerous surgeries Maya had undergone, future surgeries she may require, future hospital and doctor's visits, mental health / trauma treatment, amongst other things," end quote. Now, obviously, we live in a world where, unfortunately, this young girl is going to have to go through all of those things that her family mentioned. But on the positive side of things, she has now a life ahead of her, which sadly, many of her classmates and their families can't say the same, right? So this is a blessing. This young girl was able to survive such a horrific incident and is now going on with her life. And I have to commend everybody who contributed to this GoFundMe and showed that humanity still does exist in this world. And again, that the power does fall in the hands of the people if we organize, which is something I'm always, always pushing when it comes to not allowing yourself to feel frustrated or down about the state of the world. Now, if we can get the people in charge to actually create some real policy change that protects people like Maya from potentially going through circumstances like they did in the shooting, that would be the real solution here. But in the meantime, I have to salute the people who are helping out and doing their part to making this young girl's life just a bit easier these days. So shout out to everybody who donated. You guys are real heroes. All right, y'all. So now we got the good stuff out of the way. You know, we got the positive story to kind of bring us all together. Let's talk about one of these trending topics that I got into. Specifically, we'll talk about James Franco playing Fidel Castro. I want to get y'all's take for our Ask a Gringo segment.
Ask a Gringo.
I have a question.
All right, y'all. So I kind of knew what I was going to get when it came to this one right here. But I wanted to see y'all's take. I simply asked, what are your thoughts on James Franco being cast as Fidel Castro? I'm going to read a few of the responses that I got here. I got some passionate ones. At Maritza.m04 simply said, no, no, and no. And I got to respect that. I got to respect the simplicity. No explanation needed. It's a no for her. At Marcel 031588 says, makes zero sense, but this is nothing new in Hollywood. It's all whitewashed. And man, somebody else speaking some facts here on the show today. I mean, this is what we expect from Hollywood, right? As much as we hope that things are moving in the right direction, and in some ways we've seen it, they are often quick to pull the rug out from under us, right? Right when we're kind of letting our guard down, or maybe all the attention isn't on them, they just go back to basically being Hollywood, you know, and elevating white faces and not feeling like our stories or us as leads can, you know, bring success to them, right? We're seen as one dimensional oftentimes for many of these clueless Hollywood executives. And this is just another example of that. And also, side note, it's an example of them not understanding the magnitude of the story that they're trying to tell here, right? That's, I think, the most problematic thing. You know, this is a huge figure, you know, obviously for negative for so many people, but still somebody who played a huge role in a lot of people's lives, and it needs to be treated with respect if you're going to go as far as to tell his story or some sort of semblance of his story. At A. Bjork, this one just made me literally laugh out loud. They hate us because they ain't us. And not ain't us, but like anus, like butt, like A-N-U-S, like a butthole. So I'm a bit evolved when it comes to spirituality and to a degree and maybe how I see life. But at the same time, I still have my teenager sense of humor, and I'm always down for a good like fart joke or butt joke. I just, you know, I don't think you ever grow out of that as a young man. At Kyle Will Media, this will be the last one I read here that we have time for today. He says, that's a very serious role. Is the backlash that he's not Cuban? If so, I get it. However, if he nails the part and really embodies Fidel, it could be fire. God knows Viola did a horrible job as Michelle Obama. And listen, I think, you know, this goes beyond just the capacity to play the role. And listen, we're all allowed to have a differing opinion. You know, I think, again, it is a slippery slope when you start, you know, sort of like policing who can play what role. And then is it really even acting anymore at that point? Right. And I do understand that. I just think there are certain figures that have such a huge meaning to certain cultures that the stories are incredibly delicate. And if you're interested in honoring that culture, and more than just, you know, obviously money is always going to be the key for this type of stuff. The intention is to make money. But if you're also simultaneously trying to do right by those people whose story you're telling, I think you have to really handle this with care and not being cognizant enough to understand the magnitude of a figure like Fidel Castro and sort of just cast him to some big name white actor. I think is a little bit insensitive to the figure of Fidel Castro and the effect that he's had on so many people's lives, you know. But again, it's all opinion. We're all allowed to have our own take on this. It seems like most of you are generally on the same page that I am when it comes to this one. Now, thank y'all so much for participating at DJ Dramos on Instagram. I'll be doing this again in season 2 for you to be a part of the show. And also, if you're not following me yet, give it a follow so you can stay tuned on all that's going on with the show moving forward. Again, we're going to have a couple weeks off. So, you know, just stay up with me so we can stay in contact in between. Now, with that said, let's kind of tie everything we talked about today in a neat little bow in a segment we call Conclusion Stew. But first, let's take a quick break and then we'll be right back.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me: sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura podcast network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Time for conclusion soon.
All right, y'all. So, man, Trump going Trump. We know that at the end of the day, it's ironic that he's being investigated for multiple things. And again, I want to point out the hypocrisy of like the idea that we have to just listen to the police, right? People were posting memes that I thought were really effective where they were just talking about how before when it was like Black Lives Matter stuff, people were like, well, just cooperate with the police and you won't have any problems, right? And now it's like Trump's pleading the fifth and now we need to defund the FBI and you know, now they're all crooked and they're, you know, looking to take advantage of the everyday person, right? Now, all of a sudden, law enforcement is bad. And it's just ironic, you know, that they have no problem just being such hypocrites in the public. It's crazy to me. And their base obviously doesn't give a shit. So here we are. But we'll see what happens with this whole story. I'm not holding my breath. Unfortunately, nothing seems to stick to our buddy Donnie. So we'll see what happens with this. Well, I'll definitely be following, though. When it comes to Wanda Vasquez with Puerto Rico, just a trash individual who has no problem selling her people up the river to, you know, put some money in her pocket. And those are the worst kinds of people. Those are disgusting people. And I don't understand it. You know, I really don't because I would hope that when you got into office at one point you were doing it to enact some sort of change. And man, I don't know. Absolutely just terrible. And, you know, anybody that wants to point the finger at Puerto Rico and say, you know, oh, there's so much corruption over there and this or any other Latin American country. Once again, just look at what's happening here in the United States, the quote unquote greatest country in the world. And then, man, when it comes to Hollywood, I think we talked about this at nauseam at this point, but my final take on it is just reiterating the figure that Fidel Castro is for the Latin community, particularly Cubans. And the sensitivity that it goes around somebody like him, you know, to me, if you had people in positions of power behind the scenes who really were of the culture, they would, you know, understand the gravity of a film like this and casting it. And I think would, you know, try and do right by the people. But again, Hollywood, like one of y'all said earlier, is all about whitewashing. So it's not a surprise here, you know. So here we go. James Franco as Fidel Castro. And last thing, the positive story, we talked about the young girl who got to go home from the hospital after surviving the terrible shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Maya Zamora, just, you know, her life is never going to be the same, unfortunately, but at least she's been given the gift of more time here on this earth and her family gets to, you know, enjoy her, you know, and see her get to grow up. And sadly, so many other families who are, you know, her classmates, they don't have that same opportunity. So there's a blessing there. And man, just a salute to everybody that helped them raise that $100,000 plus for her medical expenses and everything like that. Like, again, I reiterate this all the time, but man, we the people, so much power in our hands. If we could just organize, you know, we can help each other out so much. And this is just another beautiful example of that. And with all the negativity going on in the world and the nonsense happening, you know, stories like this one, you know, help redeem some of that faith that is really hard to come by, you know, in today's world. Now, with that said, man, we are coming to the end here of season one. And I don't know why I'm feeling so sentimental about this. I mean, obviously, I'm feeling sentimental about this. I'm trying to, like, you know, dumb down my feelings over here. But let's be real. This podcast changed my life. And I can't be more grateful for everybody that's been a part of it, you know, from the iHeart team to Michael Dura, and more than anything, y'all who have been listening to this and it's just been growing, and the DMs I've been getting and the feedback, and it's just been so, so fucking empowering, man. And I'm just so, so grateful for it. it's going to be really weird to not be doing it these next few weeks. I'm going to have, you know, a little over a month off, which is insane. But I'm definitely looking forward to, man, enjoying some time, you know, with the fam, and also just taking care of some different projects, moving into a new studio. So these next few weeks are going to be used to build all of that out. Brand new set for the video element of the podcast, which is actually been rolling out on YouTube. It's on the Mike Withuda Podcast Network YouTube channel. So you can actually see the video version of the entire shows if you wanted to as well. So go check that out. But I'm building out a new set. I have a couple new businesses in the works that I'm launching during this time off as well. So, man, just really, really exciting stuff. And of course, you know, pumped for season 2. I'm be doing a lot of prepping these next couple of weeks. I'm trying to make this thing bigger, better than it was here, you know, and just see how we can continue to push these important conversations and how I can continue to bring value to our community and hopefully that generational growth that I'm so determined to bring to our community and our people. So once again, September 27th will be the premiere of season 2 of Life as a Gringo. If you haven't heard all the episodes yet, please binge them while we are on this little break. Tell a friend, get them to binge it so they are all up on it when we launch season 2. I want this to be bigger, better than ever. I want to be able to touch more people's lives with this show and with these concepts and with this message that we're trying to put out there for our community. So please help me out here. I always appreciate, you know, everything you guys have contributed to this. So any positive feedback, any reviews, likes, subscriptions, recommendations, all of that just helps grow this show and helps it, you know, potentially touch even more lives, which is my ultimate goal when it comes to this. So, man, thank you guys. Thank you all so, so damn much. I appreciate you. And if you haven't yet, check out the last episode I dropped about the greatest year of your life. I think, I don't know, it's just one that I'm really proud of, the reflection of this last year. And I tried to give a lot of lessons to people of, you know, what I took away from this last year and how I made it the best year of my life. So with that said, enough rambling. It's time for me to take this much needed break. I'm going to miss each and every one of y'all. Don't be a stranger at DJ Dramos on Instagram. All them socials, TikTok, I'm trying to grow. So please help me out. And yeah, I want to stay in touch with y'all during this off time. And thank you so, so much. I appreciate you. Dramos.com for that merch. And man, I will catch y'all September 27th for season 2 of Life as a Gringo. Till then, please stay safe. Peace. Life as a Gringo is a production of iHeart's Mike Withuda Podcast Network.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There are a lot of things that matter to me: family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.